Thank you, Adam Ray, as we welcome you to the beautiful Chaska Athletic Park and the spacious Chaska Athletic Park press box. Randy Rothstein to my left. I'm Kirby Hemish with you here on KASM for Watkins and St. Martin in the Sweet 16. And Randall, I'd say the eyes of the state of amateur baseball are on this one. This is the one everyone's been waiting for.
Absolutely, Kirby. This is one of the premier games in the state of Minnesota. Of course, you look at what St. Martin did last week behind the arm of Scott Leeser, winning without getting a hit. Leeser giving up five hits, I think, or the Martins giving up five hits total in that ball game, and just an exciting win, 1-0 last week. And then you look at what Watkins did, and the Watkins Clippers into this round of 16. They shut out Princeton last week 5-0. So both Scott Leeser, Matt Geislinger, who pitched for Watkins last week, throwing shutouts, Kirby. And so what do you get when you got two pitchers that threw shutouts last week? You get a great matchup.
That's what it is. And just watching Matt in the left field bullpen and Scott in the right field bullpen, you're the goosebump guy. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't get a little bit of a chill right there just watching those two big horses get loose. Our baseball today brought to you by our sports boosters, Albany, Richmond, A&W, Rambo, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, B&S Excavating, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph, Erkins Water, Pep's Pork, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Munlock Hardware Hank, Albany Chrysler Center, and Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. The Clippers and the Martins, a little Central Minnesota duke out in the Sweet 16 here in Chaska. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more pregame information. It's going to be a fun morning on KASM. Stick with us.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Summertime is baseball time in Central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Welcome back to Chaska here on your Saturday morning. As we've seen some rain, we've seen some wind. We haven't seen just a low 70s nice day, and that's what we got this morning.
Gosh, we got a beautiful day going, the wind blowing a little bit from left to right here at Chaska's Baseball Park. This scoreboard out in right center field, just a beautiful backdrop, Kirby, to the Minnesota River, which is right over that bluff.
The mighty Minnesota.
The mighty Minnesota.
I did not know that was over there.
If you have seen pictures, just look back historically when this Chaska Baseball Park was flooded, because the Minnesota River will get so high that this park will be underwater. And I think in, was it 15, 16, maybe 17, it was underwater here.
Is that right?
Chaska Baseball Park. Hmm. So it's been pretty recent. But, you know, this park holds a lot of history for us baseball buffs, Kirby. I remember back in 1998 when Richmond was making a state run, and they played a lot of games here at the Chaska Baseball Park.
Do you... plenty of bedtime stories that were made in this park over the years. They've hosted state, I think, I believe the fourth time. So just a beautiful park, beautiful day, and a great local matchup as Randy and I were kind of conversing on the way down here. Of course, the high water mark, pardon the pun, for the Minnesota River over there is Lake Henry Kimball, the 2017 state championship. Yeah. But you and I were trying to find another Central Minnesota, you know, Stearns County matchup this deep into the tournament. We were drawing some blanks.
Yeah. And I don't know, it might have been, Kirby, when Sartell played here a few years back, that there might have been another local matchup with Sartell. I would have to check the record books there, but it doesn't happen very often.
We got plenty of ears out there. Someone will correct us. They always do. Yeah. So the a manager and a right fielder meeting at home plate right now is Randy Rothstein. You've got those starting lineups for us?
I do. Let's start with the visitors on the scoreboard today, that being the Watkins Clippers. Their field manager is Matt Geislinger, but he also gets the ball today for the Clippers. So Danny Berg is meeting right now at home plate. And Kirby, his reference was a right fielder, so Danny Berg gets to do that as well. Danny, I saw him. He coached for Eden Valley Watkins this year, so he's a head coach over at Eden Valley Watkins High School. So he's probably got this gig down. Pretty good. Leading off will be Nolan Geislinger, that sophomore phenom, we keep just gloating over how impressive he was as a going into his freshman year last year playing for the Clippers in region and state tournament. But Nolan leads it off at short. Lincoln Hogan bats second, doing the catching. Kevin Kramer batting third in center field. Dan Berg will bat fourth. He's in right field. Brendan Ashton batting fifth at first base. Justin Thompson will bat sixth in left field. Batting seventh will be Carter Block at second base. Carson Geislinger bats eighth at third base, and Matt Geislinger will bat ninth. He's on the mound today. Nolan Geislinger, Lincoln Hogan, Kevin Kramer, Dan Berg, Brendan Ashton, and Justin Thompson. Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, and Matt Geislinger. For St. Martin, Carl Leeser and his Martins. Kyle Leeser leads it off at short. Zach Moritz bats second in center field. Brian Schlungen will bat third, doing the catching. Tanner Arsenault batting fourth at second base. Brady Goble batting fifth. Brady is at first base today. Derek Cole will bat sixth. Derek in left field. Ben Schrader will bat seventh. He's the DH. Ryan Messer bats eighth at third base. Matthew Schlungen will bat ninth in right field. And Scott Leeser on the mound. He'll be DH for today for the Martins. Kyle Leeser, Zach Moritz, and Brian Schlungen. Tanner Arsenault, Brady Goble, and Derek Cole. Ben Schrader, Ryan Messer, and Matthew Schlungen with Scott Leeser on the mound. Kirby, there you go. Your starting lineups for today's ballgame.
That's the 9 and the 10, as should be a fun one here. Resumes, Randy, as each team making their way. Each champions of their region, Region 11 seed champions, were the Clippers, 23rd state tournament appearance. Martins, the champions of our Region 15 seed, making their 14th appearance. As this game, they each got here with a victory last week. Each team, whoever scores the first run, will be the first run allowed by the other team in the tournament. Now, I know it's only the second game, but still, two shutouts to get here. And, I mean, we talked about it, but everybody else is talking about it. Why don't we just stay on it? When you got Geislinger versus Leeser, is one going to be enough today?
Right, and that's the big question. And what does one do to the other team, Kirby? I mean, you're down one. What does that do to just the whole psyche of the team? It's like, geez. But with that being said, you got to score a run to win.
You got to get the one is the thing about it. And so when you were talking earlier about that Watkins 5-0 victory over Princeton, you get five runs in September to a guy like Geislinger or Leeser. Is that like five touchdowns, basically?
I think it is. I really do think it is that you get these guys a run or even two, and that hill becomes so much more steep to climb. It's extremely tough. Hey, Kirby, we want to remind you, stick around for our post-game show this afternoon here on KASM. It's the coveted Chasm Cap being awarded to our player of the game in our ball game here today. How do you like that, Brady Goble? You made the reference on Thursday night, and you talked to Mike Kleinschmidt yesterday. Brady suiting up for the Albany Huskies on the football team, and today he gets to suit up for the Martins.
So
Kleiner had no problem with that, did
Mike
he?
Mike had no issues with that. Brady having a pretty fun weekend, a weekend he won't soon forget. You can cross-reference Grant Ludwig on that one if you're ever curious, Brady Goble. Randy, starting lineups, you did them for us. We're going to have an in-house national anthem, but we're going to step aside right here, and we're going to have the first pitch coming up around the corner. First pitch coming from Chaska, Watkins and St. Martin. That's just fun to say. I'll be back in 4 minutes with the first pitch right here on KASM.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Make your farm dreams a reality with the lending team at Freeport State Bank. When you are looking for an ag lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand ag. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse ag backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here on your Saturday morning, beautiful rendition of the national anthem performed. Starting lineups introduced. Martins to the field. Pers to the on-deck circle. Randy, we've been waiting, and it's going to happen shortly here.
We've been waiting for this sun-soaked field, and yeah, we're giving it this morning. Kirby, just the angle of the sun, too. Fielders, you know, not normally used to maybe playing ball 11 o'clock in the morning. That sun's angle for maybe the right fielder, the right side of the field. That might come into play here.
We, believe last Saturday we had the same thing. It clouded up later in the game, but at the beginning of the game we had sun. I think that Fergus maybe had an issue with a ball in right. They ended up catching it of course. But I would say that could absolutely be a factor here, Randall.
Right. You bet. So Matthew Schlangen out in right field. I can't see Kirby if he's got sunglasses on, but I mean, that might be something that you'll see the fielders wear. Scotty Leiser, Kirby warming up, and Scotty he's just so matter-of-fact on the mound, isn't he? It's like every motion is almost the same.
And there's a purpose to it.
Yeah.
No extra movements, nothing like that, as he's up on the...
No funny stuff, no. No.
Coming right at you, not walking around, not rubbing the ball. He's ready to play, and we're ready to play as Nolan Geislinger into the batter's box. First pitch from Scott Leiser, 11:02, is off the corner for ball number one. It'll be Geislinger, Haugen, and Kramer, top of that Clipper order, obviously, in the top of the first inning. The 1-0 offering from Leiser, fouled back into the netting, evens it up at 1-1. Martin's in the field. Ryan Messer, how about over at third base? Kyle Leiser at shortstop. Second base is Tanner Arsenal. And at first base, the aforementioned Brady Goble. As Leiser's 1-1 to Geislinger, that's hit on the ground left side. Kyle Leiser fields, sets his feet, strong throw. It's low, and it's dropped at first base by Brady Goble. It looked like it just kind of died at the end. I said strong throw, but that ball almost just ran into a wall or something there. Goble couldn't pick it, and the leadoff man on for the Clippers.
Yeah, low throw by Kyle, and Brady couldn't come up with it out of the dirt there. So throwing air, and you give the Clippers a runner early in Lincoln Haugen. Kirby, great bunter, comes to the plate.
Lincoln Haugen into the batter's box. As Leiser's set, I'm watching the top hand of Lincoln. He squares, he pulls back, and he takes a ball inside. So you got those two big Bulldogs on the mound each way, Randy. I think we're going to see a lot of bunting today if you get a leadoff man on.
I agree.
Because, as we mentioned, maybe one's enough.
Kirby mentioned 11:00 start time, 70 degrees at game time.
Can't beat it. Runner at first is Geislinger. Leiser long pause. Squaring is Haugen. He pops it up. Goble will dive. He won't be able to come up with it as Lincoln catches a break right there. Funny thing about those tough guys to hit, Randy, they're tough guys to bunt too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Tough guys to bunt. It's Leiser now working with Brian Schlangen. I think Scotty's pitching location here is going to be important, that you want to keep something on the outside corner.
Lincoln squaring, now pulling back, as there goes the runner. Stolen base attempt, and sliding underneath the tag of Leiser at short is Nolan Geislinger. Kyle may have cleated Nolan as he fell, as Kyle had to jump on that. So the Clippers opt to go with the stolen base route to get the runner to second base. Third base coach is Dustin Kramer. Lincoln squared, pulled back, and Nolan swiped second.
Yeah, and so the throw was a little bit high, and Kyle almost tripped over Nolan Geislinger, went head first, and Kyle landed with his butt end right on the back of Nolan, Kirby.
Leiser. So,
almost like a little body slam, right? And it was unintentional. It was just that action taking place.
Leiser, the longtime shortstop of the Martins, falling on the maybe the next great shortstop from Central Minnesota, Randy. A little nice symmetry right there as the 1-2 pitch popped up fouling out of play as Haugen trying to do a job and get Geislinger at least to third base for the remainder of this at-bat. Scott Leiser has got different plans. In left field, it's Derek Cole. Center field, Zach Moritz. Right field, Matthew Schlangen, who Randy talked about. Brian Schlangen behind the plate. 1-2 the count. Nobody on or nobody out. As this pitch popped up right side, this is going to be trouble. Matthew coming on. He's still coming on, and that's going to drop. Geislinger was tagging. The throw to third. He's going to be out at third. Great throw right there. As out at third base, Matthew Schlangen threw a dart. Geislinger and Kramer pop up saying he was safe, but out at third base, Randy, he was tagging, thinking the ball was going to be caught, and just a dart right there from Matthew Schlangen.
Yeah, that was the second baseman, first baseman, right fielder, all converging. It falls right in between them, and like Kirby said, Nolan was almost tagging, not going like that half ways or something early on, because you're going to score on a base hit regardless, so Nolan ended up trying to go to third, was thrown out, and ending up on second is Haugen on the throw to third.
So the ball almost might have just been caught the way it ends up as you get Lincoln at second base. The batter now, Kevin Kramer, as Leiser's first offering. This pitch has popped up in the short center field. Coming on is Moritz. He went the wrong way. Now that ball's going to drop, and Lincoln doesn't even move, Randy. He learned his lesson from Nolan in the leadoff spot. So a couple bloop singles, and to think air single, and Watkins only has runners at first and second with one out right now.
I know. That's why baseball is so just awesome, Kirby, because you look at this how this is all evolving right now, how you can get out, so how you keep runners on base. And Scott Leeser now, he's probably up to the task here. He's just going to zone in even more.
First and second, one away. The batter will be left-handed swinging Dan Berg, who looks at a first-pitch strike on the corner. For you armchair base-running coaches listening back in Chasm Country or wherever this finds you, Lincoln did not have much of a chance to get off the bag right there if he were to read it down, because he might have been backpicked if that ball's caught. As the one-strike pitch missing down and away. You know what I mean? If he's a third of the way, what you're thinking, he would have been doubled up if they catch it.
Exactly.
So one and one the count, one away, two men on. Haugen at second base, Kramer at first. As the 1-1 offering, that's hit on the ground towards second. Tanner Arsenal goes to second for one. They're going to say safe at second base. Kevin Kramer can absolutely fly, Randy, and he just outran the ball right there. So he is safe at second. Moving to third is Haugen, and a fielder's choice reaching is Dan Berg. Clippers everywhere.
Unbelievable how fast Kevin Kramer got to second base there. I mean, Tanner Arsenal fielded that two-hop ground ball. He just pivoted a little bit there to strike to Kyle, but Kramer was sliding in already, Curb.
I'm going to bring Brendan Ashton to the plate. Base is chucked for Watkins here early. As Leeser set, Haugen at third, Kramer at second. At first, it's Dan Berg. Speed everywhere. As the first offering off speed from Scotty drops in there for a strike to Brendan Ashton. Air, single, fielder's choice where they didn't get an out. As the one-strike pitch, that's tapped up the third base line, fielded nicely by Dustin Kramer over at third, flips it back to Leeser, now 0-2, and old Leeser leg kicks thinking punch out right here, Randy.
Boy, the Clippers in the dugout right now, they're just, you can see the drool coming down. They want some runs early on here against Leeser.
0-2 pitch, cut on and missed. He reached back, climbed the ladder, and he got the heater past Brendan Ashton for a big old out number two.
There you go. The experience of a Scotty Leeser, Kirby, that he's not going to put anything over the plate, but he knows how hungry Brendan Ashton is. And Brendan, I mean, he just wants to get something in the outfield.
Trying. You got to make contact. And the thing of it is that guy doesn't want you to. Is the first offering to Justin Thompson now as the infield retreats to normal depth. That pitch missing low for a ball. Scoreless here in the first. Clippers with a big-time threat to get things going here on Saturday. As Leeser's 1-0 pitch, that's missing away. Now 2-0 to Justin Thompson in that sixth spot. First year with Watkins. Set is Leeser. His 2-0 to JT. That's right in there for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1.
Justin Thompson, he's been around the block too already, Kirby. Played with a Cold Spring Springers team. He's seen pitchers like this.
That he has, as time called. Thompson calling time. Moving our count to 2-1. Air by Kyle Leeser. Stolen base by Nolan Geisinger. He got thrown out on the single by Lincoln Haugen. Single by Kevin Kramer. Fielder's choice for Dan Berg. That loaded the bags for the Clippers. Strikeout. Now 2-1 from Leeser. That pitch is tapped right side. Over to field is Goebel. No, it's Arsenal. He flips to Leeser covering. He is out at first base. Delayed call from the umpire, but Scotty got over there, and Scotty danced around a heck of a spot for hot water here in the first, Randy.
Kirby, if that was a dance at the old New Munich Ballroom, you're going, how the hell did they get home?
How
unbelievable.
How in the world?
What a first.
No runs, two hits, one Martinair, and the bases left loaded. If that's what we're in for, Randy's going to need some blood pressure pills today.
Exactly.
On to the bottom of the first in a minute and a half. It's going to be a good one. I can just feel it right here on Chasm.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Brian Schlungen, first offering for Matt Geislinger, off speed, missing above the belt for ball number one is Matt Geislinger. Him, Carter Block, and Carson Geislinger, the only Clippers who didn't bat there in the first inning. And this is 1-0 offering to KP. That's in at the knees for a strike.
You know, that first breaking ball to Kyle Leeser from Matt Geislinger, I think it caught the umpire off guard, Kirby. That ball was right there. I know Carson Geislinger at third put his hands up. Where was that?
As Matt Geislinger's 1-1 pitch, that's missing away. Now 2-1. It is Carson Geislinger over at third. Nolan Geislinger at shortstop. Second base, Carter Block. At first base, Brendan Ashton for the Clippers. Lincoln Haugen gets his sign. Geislinger, a shake of the head. Now he's on the same page. His 2-1 offering to Leeser. That pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens us up at 2-2. Justin Thompson in left field. Kevin Kramer in center. Right field, Dan Berg. That's a pretty doggone good outfield right there for these Clippers. Maybe a reason they had something to do with winning that region and playing this weekend as the 2-2 pitch tapped up the third base line. Fielded by Geislinger. His throw is on time. Right on the spot right there. Not an easy play for a lefty who kind of falls off to that right side, Randy, but Geislinger fields his position perfectly and throws a dart.
He had to do a 180 spin and turn, and then he fired a strike, probably threw his best fastball of the day over to Brendan Ashton.
What was your best fastball on Saturday, Matt? When I threw it to our first baseman. As the first offering to Zach Moritz, a pitch missing, down and in for a ball.
You know, as an umpire, I always like to, in practice with the pitcher, always get behind and see what he's got.
Sure.
You know, that's...
So you don't get fooled or anything.
Don't get surprised.
1-0 pitch fouled into the netting, moving our count to 1-1. So you know what's coming.
I mean, absolutely.
So you've seen it before. You can't say, well, geez, I can't call that slider a strike. I've never seen it. Well, this way you can.
You can.
Moritz, the 1-1 offering. That's hit on the ground, up the middle, diving, knocked down by Geislinger. His throw across, that's in time. The Geislinger family brought their gloves to Chaska today, Randy.
Wow, was that a great play by Nolan at short, Kirby. That was a dive, and he got a short hop out of that dive yet and came up throwing a strike.
Strong arm for that young man. I didn't throw that hard when I was 15. I didn't throw that hard when I was 25. So two away. Brian Schlungen to the plate now for the Martins. As Brian into the batter's box in that three spot. Was happy to see Brian play, Randy, after the region championship where he had that arm injury.
You know, the Martins, Kirby, went nine innings without a hit last week. And
eight.
Or eight innings, excuse me, eight innings, still looking for a hit here in the state tournament.
The hitless wonders last week as the 1-0 pitch waved at right there by Schlungen. If you're sitting there thinking, well, how'd they win if they didn't have a hit? It was a walk to Kyle Leeser, a wild pitch, as the 1-1 offering from Geislinger that's fouled into the netting. Brian in a hole at 1-2. On that wild pitch, as Randy is now seeing, or he learned last night, there's a lot of room behind home plate here in Chaska. Leeser went from first to third on it. Suicide squeeze by this man, Brian Schlungen. And that, as they say, is that. As Geisinger's 1-2, fastball missing up and away, evens us up at 2-2. Matty, maybe a little off on his pinpoint control, which we normally see.
And, you know, it takes Matt a little time to get into a groove.
2-2 pitch, that's missing away. Fills it up at 3-2.
In my opinion, last week against Princeton, his first, second, and third innings were not as sharp as I saw Matt, but then he really settled in.
Full count to the Martin three-hitter with 2-0. 3-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Schlungen gets the old bring-it-on heater and swings through it, and that does it for the Martins in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played one, and nobody scored. On to the second inning coming up in a minute and a half on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
To the second here in Chaska, Carter Block steps in, looks at a first pitch strike from Scott Leeser. It's Block, Geislinger. Bottom of the order here in the top of the second for Watkins as the one-strike offering missing down evens us up at 1-1. Great chance for the Clippers in the first. Bases loaded, one away. Came up empty. That's when Scott gets nasty as the pitch 1-1 tapped foul.
Kirby, for Clipper fans listening out there, Scott Leeser, a right-hander, and I mean, he comes with a fastball, but he's also got a slider, right? That's just nasty.
That's his out pitch. As his 1-2, there's the slider. That misses down and away. Even us up at 2-2. When the guys get on, that slider comes a little more frequently, Randy. Mm-hmm. As Leeser's 2-2 pitch, that's tapped foul up the third base line. Block hanging in there.
2 years in a row, the Clippers to this final weekend, Kirby. They kind of like it.
I think so. Leeser's 2-2 to Block on the corner. Strike three and a big punch out right there for Leeser on the fastball burning the corner. His second strikeout for out number one here in the second.
Well, that's two strikeouts for Scotty Leeser. Kirby, you were talking to me on the way down about the over-under on strikeouts today. A lot of people shooting that number 30 around, aren't they?
I think 29-30 was the over-under between these two. So they're at three right now. Matt's got one. Scott's got two. So in a game, if you're looking at 27 outs, if the home team bats in the ninth, so that's, what, 54 outs in a game? And they were thinking 30 of them were going to be punch-outs.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
0-2 the count now as Carson Geislinger fouls that into the screen, and this ball is going to hit Carson by Scott Leeser. He'll take that on 0-2 final weekend, huh, Randy?
Yes, he will.
Got him right on the shoulder. So a runner aboard at first. Brady's going to have to hold on that runner, and Matt Geislinger's going to have a hole to work with as he gets into that left-handed batter's box. Not your typical nine hitter, huh?
No, but I think Matt put himself there for a reason, Kirby. He's setting the table, hopefully. Now you got Carson on, and he's almost like a leadoff hitter now.
Man on, one out, first offering to Geislinger, missing away. Matt had a big walk-off home run in regions last year for Watkins.
He does hit a lot of doubles. I report my Dick Putz show, gets himself his share of doubles.
Swings hard. And Leeser set. Carson Geislinger at first. The 1-0 pitch to Matt Geislinger is just off the plate for a ball. Now 2-0. Through an inning and a third, Randy. Small zone today.
Very small.
Two guys... if there's a small zone for these two guys, it's probably warranted as the 2-0 pitch just off the corner right there. Brian holding that left arm out a little longer. That makes it 3-0. These are not missing by much.
Not at all.
Leeser set. Right-hander ready. His 3-0 to Matt Geislinger. That is on the corner for a strike. this broadcaster's opinion, that looks worse than the 2-0 pitch. 3-1 the count now. Geisinger looking for something juicy. See if he can get Carson Geisinger running in front of him here as the 3-1 pitch. That's right in there for a strike. Fill it up at 3-2. So full count. Dustin Kramer flashing signs. See if Carson maybe is put in motion right here. As Leaser set. The right-hander ready. Staying put is Geisinger as this pitch fouled away. Matt Geisinger fouls it over the Clipper third base dugout.
What would you expect?
3-2 fall ball. No way, huh, Randy?
No way.
325 down the left field line. 355 to left center. 390 dead center here in Chaska. Same way around the horn, the other way to right. As the 3-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Matt knew it right away. He goes down looking for the second out of the inning and strikeout number three for Scott Leaser.
You know, it's interesting, and I kind of would like to ask Matt after the game, what was he looking for in that situation? Because basically it was a fastball right on the outside corner. If he was expecting maybe that slider from Leaser and just was looking for the wrong pitch.
So two down, Nolan Geisinger to the plate. As the first offering to Nolan, hit on the ground softly towards second. Arsenal up with it, flips it over to Goble, 4-3 to retire Nolan for out number three. That does it for the Clippers in the second. No runs, no hits, no Martinez. They left a runner on. We've played 1.5, and we're scoreless. On to the bottom of the second in 1.5 right here on KASM.
Paint with style and character. That's Valspar from Munlock Hardware Hank in St. Martin. Start on your ceiling with Valspar Interior Latex Ceiling Paint for just $30.99 a gallon. Or Valspar Pristine is the perfect interior paint and primer for your walls. It's only $38.99 after a $12 mail-in rebate. Munlock Hardware Hank stocks all the supplies needed to accomplish painting projects. Brushes, paint trays, rollers, and tape. Hurry into Munlock Hardware Hank in St. Martin for the fall cleanup sale going on now through September 15th.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Chaska, bottom of the second inning. Tanner Arsenal looks at a heater, swings through a heater from Matt Geisinger. As 0-2 the count. Arsenal, Brady Goble, Derek Cole due up for the Martins as the 0-2 pitch cut on and miss. Strikeout number two for Matt Geisinger. And good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Typically, how many pitches do they give a pitcher between innings?
You get 8 when you warm up and then 5 between innings.
Matt took 3.
If you're ready,
like,
you're ready.
I know. It's like I'm saving him, man.
I don't need any more. Yeah. And he has thrown 4 consecutive strikes. So, Randy, I'd say not his first rodeo cowboy,
but he knew
what he was doing.
Well, exactly.
First pitch in there for a strike to Brady Goble. The lefty's 1-strike pitch. Oof, that two-seam has got some run to it, Randy, as that breaks, kind of moves right back, starts in on the hands, and just slices right back.
These young guys, Arsenal, Goble, haven't seen pitcher like this.
No. As Maddie's 0-2, missing high with the fastball, looking to get him to chase. Brady does a good job of trusting those hands.
Matt, a 2011 graduate of Eden Valley Watkins.
As the 1-2 pitch, missing away. Back-to-back champs for Eden Valley, 2010-2011.
Yeah.
He had a lot to do with it.
Yes, he did.
As 2-2 the count, 2-2 offering to Goble. That pitch missing inside. Fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Derek Cole in the on-deck circle for the Martins. As Geisinger ready. Payoff pitch to Goble. Missed high for a ball. He got ahead 0-2, Randy, and then came with four wide ones, all on the fastball, either four or two seam, and a base runner for San Marti.
Good patience by Brady Goble. Hey, on the other diamond over in Waconia, Sobieski and Dumont. That's another, I think, fan-popular game this morning, too, Kirby. I'm sure the skis are bringing a lot of people to Waconia. And Dumont, well, kind of a Cinderella story.
They are. They got the glass slipper on thus far as Derek Cole looks at a first pitch ball. Derek to be followed by Ben Schrader in the on-deck circle for St. Martin. As one on and one out. Pitch in there for a strike as Geislinger right back squaring to bunt is Cole and he bunts it foul.
I kind of wonder if Carl was going to put the bunt on Kirby just because, hey, let's get a base runner to second and maybe we get a hit and maybe we get a run. You know?
So here's the debate, in my opinion.
Okay.
You have, you're down to, so you get 27. There's four of them that have been retired. So you got 23 outs left. You really want to give them away on bunts on a guy like today? Now, granted, you're not really hitting him. 0-2 pitch, cut on and miss. So there you go. You're not hitting him all that well, Randy. Is a one-out bunt something you really want to get into?
Personally, I would do it, Kirby. I would do it. I would have put the bunt on already maybe the first pitch to Derek.
Three strikeouts for Geislinger.
I think if you're the Martins, you got to get a guy to second base.
Give yourself a chance to score on a single. As that pitch missing high for a ball. With these two guys going, and now we can take our Sparky Anderson, Tommy Lasorda hats off here after this, but I'd say it's guaranteed green light on a wave from third with a guy from second today,
right,
huh?
Right, exactly.
Got to try something. As the 1-0 offering, Schrader swings through that one on a healthy hack, but tardy to the party was Benedict. Evens it up at 1-1. Man aboard is Brady Goble. He coaxed a one-out walk against Matt Geislinger, the veteran lefty. As he's ready. His 1-1 offering to Schrader. Ben swings through that one, or he fouls that one, excuse me, moving our count to 1-2. Matt, probably 28, 29 years old.
Yep.
He is good. Had that accident a couple years ago, came back. Some argue maybe better since the accident. 1-2 the count, two away. His 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. He strikes out three. Here in the second, his second, third, and fourth strikeout. That does it for St. Martin. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. Two complete. Zeros the score. Kind of figured. On to the third in a minute and a half on Chasm.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Back to Chaska, on to the third inning with the play-by-play. It's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Lincoln Hogan taking the second pitch from Scotty Leeser. A one-hopper to Brady Goble at first. Brady gobbles it up and runs it to the bag, and one down.
So Goble gobbled.
Goble gobbled, yeah. Bring Kevin Kramer to the plate, one for one. He and Lincoln Hogan with the two hits for Watkins today. And Scott Leeser delivers to Kramer. Shot past the third baseman Messer into the left field corner. Quickly up with it, and Cole gets it back into the infield and holding Kevin Kramer to a long single. And Kramer doing what Kevin Kramer does best, and that's getting on base.
On base machine. Doink single his first time up. That one was a barrel, Randy. He laced that down that left field line, and a great hustle and nice play by Derek Cole. Because if he missteps anywhere, as hard and fast as Kevin plays, he's taking two on it.
And Kevin, of course, was nursing an injury all summer. And now back into true Kevin Kramer form as Danny Berg takes a strike on the outside corner in 0-1. One down, nobody on. No score if you're just joining us. Clippers with three hits already.
Sorry, Randy. He moving over there?
I don't know. They checked Brian Schlungen's arm out earlier, and Nolan Geislinger slid into second safely.
And Kevin had like the St. Cloud Tech stolen base record, Tech College, when he was there.
He gets a monster lead on Leeser right now. And going is Kramer. Here's Schlungen's throw. A little bit late, and that's going to roll into center field, and Kramer is going to take second, as nobody backed it up, and Ryan Messer's going, where's the ball? It's laying right by the bag, but that'll be an error. Error on Schlungen. Ball squirts in the center field, and now Danny Berg's got a golden opportunity here for the Clippers.
Put the pressure on with that stolen base, and he a little hobbled right here as we look at Kramer over at third. Randy has kind of keeled over, and now he's back standing tall. But, yeah, make him throw you out. He beats it, bounces off him, goes into center. He takes third.
Martin's second error of the game. And Berg at the plate, Leeser's pitch. Danny rips it foul, and the count, one ball, two strikes. No indication of any kind of squeeze.
It would not be the case if the other team had a runner
I
out there and
agree.
One out.
I agree.
This is the guy you want up, though. Veteran hitter.
He's going to put in play.
Yeah, that's easy to say, there's a pretty good arm on that mound.
Infield in on the grass now. Trying to keep Kramer over at third base. Brendan Ashton on deck. Scott Leeser fields right back to Leeser on the mound. Scott will underhand flip. Kramer's going to try to score. Throw to the plate. Safe.
Wow.
He got a hand in there. Wow. So Scotty Leeser flipped it underhand to Brady Goble as he looked Kramer back. But as soon as that flip took place, Kramer was off. He slid in safe.
Sorry, Randy. I mean, so he looked at him. Kevin didn't go. He took a step, and Kevin maybe got a step. So Scott decided to take a few more steps and flip it. And by the time he flipped it, you know, when you have these two guys on the mound, these are the chances you take because you don't know how many kicks of the can you're going to get. And
right.
Kevin again said, throw me out. And just beautiful slide right there by Kramer. Getting right around. It was a well-executed. Goble got rid of it quick at first base, but just got under it.
Brendan Ashton at the plate. He's down in the count already. 0-2, two outs. And Ashton swings and misses. He's out on strike. But the Clippers draw first blood. One run, one hit, one error. No one left on. 2.5. Watkins one. St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute and a half here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Paintsville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Paintsville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.